Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Shemini, 8th, week 26, second Aliyah. Aaron waved the breast and the right thigh before the Lord as the wave offering that Moses had commanded. Then Aaron lifted his hands toward the people and blessed them. And having sacrificed the sin offering, the burnt offering, and the fellowship offering, he stepped down. Moses and Aaron then went into the tent of meeting. When they came out, they blessed the people, and the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. Leviticus 9, verses 21 through 23. What was missing for the manifestation of the glory? In spite of Aaron having presented all the offerings for himself and for the people just as the Eternal commanded Moshe, the Eternal's glory didn't manifest when he lifted his hand to bless the people. Then Moshe took his brother inside to the sacred place to be alone with him and the Eternal. Then, when both came out and blessed the people together, the glory of the Eternal in the form of heavenly fire appeared before the people and consumed all the portions that were on the altar. That manifestation was impressing. From that moment on, that heavenly fire replaced the fire that had been kindled by man on the altar, and the priests would only have to keep it going by placing wood on the altar every morning. In a way, the Eternal wanted to show us that a man's blessing wasn't enough for his glory to be manifested. The union between brothers had to be expressed in a practical way for that glory to be able to come. This shows us that practical love and unity among brothers is a condition for the Eternal's presence in the people and our families. There is a close relationship between unity among brothers and the manifestation of the Eternal's glory. If we really want to see and live with the glory of the Eternal among us, we have to take good care of this aspect. It is impossible to live in the Eternal's glory if there is envy, fight, rivalry, gossip, suspicion, selfishness, and lack of compassion and love among us. May the Eternal cleanse us from all that divides us so that we can experience, see, and live in His glory, both individually and collectively. Shalom.